Juan spends his days on his phone, contacting other asylum seekers from his native Cuba.
I thought of making a list to see how many Cubans there are and give this to whichever organization we could. There are lawyers, doctors, civil engineers. We're not brigands. We wanted the country that will embrace us to see that we can offer things to society. We're not here to extract wealth and go home, but to be part of society and contribute.
Juan says he became aware of the plight of other Cubans when he was arrested while trying to catch a plane to Italy. The walls of his cell were covered in graffiti opposing the communist regime in Havana. Cubans have been arriving in Greece since food shortages led to unrest and a violent crackdown in Havana last July. The US border is closed to them, so they fly to Russia visa-free, then to Serbia and walk to Greece. Many pay about $9 a night for a bed in a flat, but with their money running out, they sometimes find themselves on the street. Juan's friend Carlos managed to find a week of work in construction.
I have 11 euros on me. That's all that's left from the week I worked. There are 9 children. Juan and I pooled our money and bought milk and other groceries for them. We are part of a group where everyone helps each other. Tonight, I don't know where I will stay. I will make some calls. If I can't find a place, I'll make a plan. But there are others who are worse off.
Carlos spent all the money he brought from Cuba buying several tickets to fly from Greece to Germany or Spain. Police foiled all his attempts to get there.
Cubans could apply for asylum. That would entitle them to a rent subsidy and monthly cash allowance. But they would have to have registered at a reception center, like those found on the East Aegean Islands, the usual entry route for refugees. There was no such center on the North Macedonian border, where they entered Greece. So their only option now is to apply online.
Even that is difficult, says Vasilis Papadopoulos, who runs a legal aid charity for refugees.
There are not even, simply there are not even Spanish interpreters, because this is a new refugee wave, let's say. Right now what is going on is that the authorities do not register them as asylum seekers and force them, let's say, to leave either back to their own country, to Cuba, or to find their own way, let's say, elsewhere.
These refugees have another option. They can formally apply for asylum before being deported, but then they'd risk being imprisoned back home. We asked Carlos how he felt about that.
I'd rather spend my life in jail here than return to Cuba.
John Saropoulos, Al Jazeera, Athens.